folks, just a pleasure to welcome back Bill Murphy, head of Gold Antitrust Committee, GATA, with Chris Powell. They're exposing the gold market manipulation from his home in Dallas. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Anytime, Chris.
Interesting article this week, the European Union halting withdrawals from the financial system. But when the ECB ministers, you know, are printing like mad, and then you start to see curtailing of withdrawals, that makes people nervous. Now, they claim, I think it actually stated here, that they're nervous about bank runs. Should they be nervous about bank runs?
Well, as you know, bank runs come out of nowhere when people aren't ready for them. I, of course, what do I know about what's going on in Europe and these different, you know, over the past years and different countries over there that have had some serious problems, and they've all been rectified. But then all of a sudden, you hit the wall, and all these things pile up, and one thing, you know, leads to another, and you have a bank run, and it happens, you know, out of nowhere. So, you know, it's something to pay attention to.
You know, Fed policymakers made the markets a little bit nervous. They gave a bid to the greenback last week and I guess somewhat this week. But really, if we look at the Fed funds futures contracts, really low odds of rate hikes next year. Maybe by the middle or early spring of 2018, could we see another rate hike? And the precious metals, they seem to be ignoring the Fed here. Can you give us more input on that?
Well, you know, the yield of the 10-year note at 2.21% really hasn't done anything, and there are a lot of us in our camp that are being portrayed by the statistics that are out there, and that's the reason that, you know, they're talking how great everything is, and yet in reality the average person in America is not doing that well, and I think they're scared to death of raising rates of what it might do. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
You know, there was an interesting article this week, I don't have the author or the paper in front of me, that indicated that gold could soar to unimaginable levels, like we haven't seen ever before. 50, 60, 65,000, I think, was the author's target. And I think you're right to keep us on track, keep us level-headed and say, hey, let's take this one step at a time, 1,500, 2,000, and beyond. Do you give any credence to these forecasts?
Well, you know, those numbers seem way out there, but you know what the heck? If things get out of control, who knows what could happen? I mean, where I come from is that, you know, they've ratcheted up the stock market, central banks, and our government buying it, and it, you know, it never corrects, and you have all these fundamental reasons for gold to be much higher and stays in the tank. Silver, until the last few days, is the worst acting market I think I've ever seen in my life. That can all be in the process of ending, and once the bad guys, as I call them, the gold cartel, loses control, anything could happen on the upside. And if our government is forced to hyperinflate to save off mega problems on the downside, there's no telling what gold and silver market. I'm hoping we're finally underway. It's taking forever, but when you talk about a gold price, I mean, I think something extremely reasonable is 3,000 to 5,000. If gold had kept pace with inflation, forget all the other factors, it would be $3,400 an ounce right now.
Do you think that the U.S. equities market is drawing some of the attention away from the precious metals and their shares? I mean, obviously, investors just can't get enough of U.S. equities. I think the Dow had something like 9 higher highs in a row. And we're seeing a lot of sector rotation, you know, where one week it's the blue chips that are hot. The next week it's the Nasdaq and tech companies that are back in vogue. Give us an idea of just how important this might be, or at least what a factor it will be with the coming bull market in precious metals, which probably looks imminent by now.
Well, you know, it's interesting because of what the stock market has done and because of the pressure the gold cartel has put on the gold and silver prices. The sentiment, the bullish sentiment, is probably the worst it's been in 30 years. It's quite a statement to make, but I mean, I really mean it. This is how bad it is, and for people in the industry and so on. And because the stock market just goes up and up and up, and if you're involved in various art deals and so on, it keeps going up in real estate, and Bitcoin going bonkers. And so people are just losing interest in the gold and silver market because people like us that are bullish and it hasn't happened, they said the heck with it. And it's, you know, it's human nature being what it is. It's taking its toll. Now that can change very quickly, and it's the stock market really corrects and starts to fall apart. And so we get a little more momentum in gold and silver. I mean, it could be astounding what gold and silver could do in a very short period of time.
Can you give us an idea of what you think could be the impetus to lift this market higher? You know, we've been in this trading range, it feels like the better part of 2017. The markets look like they just need a kick. You know, they need a push, something to knock us out of this range. Do you see anything on the horizon that might help us?
You've nailed it. And I think that, as I call it, this gold and silver accident's waiting to happen on the upside. And I think this North Korea thing is could be giving it the impetus, because often geopolitical events that, you know, we hear about, the market goes up, gold and silver go right back down again. It has happened time and time and time again. This may be different in the fact that gold and silver were getting ready to take off anyway. And this could end up being the black swan or gray rhino that we haven't seen in the gold and silver market, I mean, in markets in general or financial news in a very long time. So, you know, I just think it's time is here, and people might be quite surprised about what gold can silver do in a short period of time.
Yeah, that's a great point. I just read recently that folks in Alaska, folks I think in Guam, Hawaii, and of course Japan, are really unsettled by the potential threat of these intercontinental missiles, or at least the sabers being rattled there. And it's unnerved a lot of people, even along the West Coast, all the way up to Vancouver. You know, this is just a potential issue. It may not be keeping many people up at night, but it's just that extra question mark, you know, that you have to keep in mind now. All right, well, as we wrap up here today, do you care to put any forecasts on the precious metals?
I would like to say that, you know, I think what's going to take gold and silver higher is when this gold cartel has trouble keeping the price down and the physical markets overpower them a bit. And you brought up some good stuff about, you know, the gold market and the physical situation. And I'm hoping that the silver market has reached a tipping point for J.P. Morgan and their forces. I mean, some of the major producers, it was just reported their production is down 20 to 40%. At least it was in the second quarter. That's a big drop. And if they were already on fumes, then it just could be that the physical markets in gold and silver are setting up to, you know, lead the way higher and make these price suppression efforts impossible at these prices. And that's what I'm counting on now. And so I think we could have a good fall.
All right, Bill Murphy, we appreciate your thoughts. Why don't you tell people more about the La Metropole Cafe, please?
I've been writing a column on there since September of 1998. People can sign up for a two-week free trial, see if it's of interest. And my colleague Chris Powell does a great job with GATA, of course, and go to GATA.org and get on his list. And we're still out there fighting the good fight.
At some point, I think investors, many of whom maybe don't even remember dot-com bust. I think a lot of these money managers, they haven't even seen the year 2007, 2008 collapse. And I think then the precious metals will come back and vote. Thanks for making time for us today.
Anytime, Chris.